Captain John Powell watched the leading Doloran galleon's masts as the other ship altered course slightly. He was turning a bit further away, and Powell would have liked to think that meant he'd had enough. Unfortunately,
"He's just giving himself a little more range until his friends get here," Powell thought harshly. "Not exactly what I expected. They were supposed to either run the hell away or come in as a mob, like they did at Rock Point and Darko Sound."
Powell began to pace slowly up and down, well clear of the recoiling carronades. The range had fallen to a bit over 200 yards, well within the 57-pounder's effective range, and he bared his teeth as he contemplated what those massive shot must be doing to their targets. But the fierce grin faded slightly as the enemy's fire continued slamming back. They weren't especially accurate, those gunners over there, but they were damnably persistent. It was the first time Powell had faced an actual broadside, and he was frankly astonished by how steadily the Dolorans were standing up. The sheer weight of Carizian fire had broken the morale of ship after ship at Rock Point and Darko Sound, but it wasn't doing that this time.
"Or not from this range, at least," he told himself,
and looked astern where Harris I. Wayne's shield was coming up fast. With all the smoke, he could no longer see Squall's sails, but she had to be somewhere behind shield. He hoped she was, at any rate. The two leading Dolorans continued to pound away at Dart, but the third and fourth enemy galleons were beginning to fire on shield. Iwane wasn't firing back yet, though. He was clearly reserving his own first broadside until he reached the range he wanted, assuming he got there.
"Bring her a point to larboard," Captain Powell snapped.
Captain Stewart watched the mast tops poking up out of the boil of smoke as Dart's head came a bit further north, moving the wind around to almost dead astern as Powell moved to prevent the enemy from holding the range open. Stewart approved, although he wished the other captain had waited a bit longer and let Squall get closer before he'd done it. Shield foamed steadily along in her consort's wake, and he still had a clear view of Captain Iwane's ship through his spyglass. As a result, he could see the white feathers leaping from the wave slopes like sudden fountains as the Dolorans began to fire at shield. From the scattered appearance of those feathers, the enemy's gunners weren't overly blessed with accuracy, but there were obviously a lot of them. Even as that thought crossed his mind, a hole punched itself abruptly through shield's main topsail. The range from shield to the closest Doloran galleon was down to 200 yards at the most, Stewart thought, and wondered how much longer Iwane was going to wait. Harris Iwane looked up as the round shot punched through shield's main topsail with the sound of a giant slapping fist. She'd taken at least 3 more hits on her way in, but so far there was no report of casualties. Shield was a shorter, stubbier ship than Dart, a sister of HMS Dreadnought, the very first galleon designed as warship from the keel up. She carried the same number of guns as Dart, although her battery was more cramped than the later, larger ships, and her carronades were only 30-pounders, and she was a bit slower under most conditions. Her frames and timbers, though, were heavier than those of any converted merchantman, and they'd stood up well to the handful of hits the Dolorans had so far achieved.
"Looks like Commodore Seamount was right about their powder being weaker than ours," Iwane thought. "Of course it doesn't hurt that their guns are lighter to boot."
He knew at least some of the Doloran artillery was lighter at any rate. All he had to do was peek over the hammock nettings and look down at the 12-pound shot, standing half-buried in his ship's side, just forward of her number 27 gunport. He doubted any of his own 30-pound shot would fail to penetrate when the time came.
"Of course, as we get closer, they'll start punching through too," he reflected. "That will be unpleasant."
He looked across at the nearest Doloran. The range was coming down on 100 yards, and he heard a sudden scream from below decks as at least one Doloran shot finally got through. He didn't know whether it had penetrated Shield's timbers or come through an open gun port, but whichever it had done, he didn't doubt he was going to start taking more casualties very soon.
"Stand to, the larboard battery!" he shouted to Motokai Daikar, his first lieutenant.